Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rock with us on this Thursday. Time for the question of the day. What's your take all my money expenditure? 713-572-4610. I'm guessing this is the thing for which you're most willing to just throw an absurd amount of money towards. Much like Indiana alum and, billionaire extraordinaire Mark Cuban, who recently was talking. Where was he? Do you know where he was talking?
I don't. I should have marked it, but he was.
He'd be all over the place.
He really does. Yeah.
I guess he.
It could have been on ABC.
He was encouraged to donate when Cignetti was hired, and finally did. Not that he wasn't before, but I'm saying he finally did in a big way. And then this year, apparently, he's doubled or tripled or whatever it is down. Nobody knows. He just said, let's just say they're happier this year than last year. So he is just backing up the wheelbarrows into Indiana and giving them all kinds of money. And it did get me thinking about, like, Sean said this earlier. You know, for the most part, he's pretty, tries to be pretty smart with his money.
I think we all do.
I'm pretty disciplined, you know, when it comes to spending. But there are moments, and we all have them, and that's what the question of the day is. What's your take all my money, expenditure? When if I go into a, and I'm upset fishing equipment aside.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah. I feel like we all got the easy answer there for you.
But these things?
Just fishing shirts?
Fishing shirts, especially the dry fit. I can't have enough of it. If any logo, any company, I'm like, yeah, I want one of those. Or... and I mentioned this earlier, like cheese and pastries. I just can't walk. I cannot walk by them. I can't walk by a store to the point where, you know, my wife has said, let's walk to the other side of the street because she saw like this gourmet cheese shop that I was going to walk in and just start throwing a bunch of different cheeses in. And I just like nibble on that stuff all day long. I just buy it. I just said like, yes, I'll try it. It's incredible. My downfall.
Okay.
Kill me.
Very good. 281 said, Rihanna, take all my money. I have a feeling that that's more hypothetical than anything else.
I think that's Adam Spillane testing it, man.
He's a big
Rihanna fan.
Big fan.
He said that's the best Super Bowl performance ever.
For some reason, I did not realize that Adam Spillane knew ball like that. Shout out to Spo. Love you, big dog. I like that.
We all know the reason.
Absolutely.
He said he like her music.
Look, okay, is that it?
Me too, big dog. Me too. The 346 said, not willing, but my wife. Well, you know, I feel like that's the trade-off that you make, and hopefully that works. It's funny because I was trying to think about this, and I feel like I have not given myself the luxury of doing that yet in my current position.
But there's got to be something where you're like,
because, you know, I'm still working on some things financially in my life. But I think because of that, smaller things end up getting a lot more money than they should, like, I guess on percentage. Candles is a weird. I think in my apartment I might have 15 candles right now.
Yeah, like, candles is it.
Because that's cute. I got about 40 candles.
Oh, wow. But is that your purchases or hers?
Both of ours.
Really?
We both approve of it. It was one time we actually got up around 4 in the morning. Bath and Body Works had their candle sale. And so we waited in line 4 in the morning to go in. I forgot what they had, a crazy deal. I don't know if it was like 5 candles for a certain price.
Yeah.
Something like that. We came out with maybe like 2 cases of candles.
Yeah. Sheesh. Yeah, but I think this is where I will try and fight back in this candle battle that we have somehow gotten ourselves into. I have a 1-bedroom apartment, my boy. You've got a house.
Hey, we had a no. This was before the house. This
really?
At the apartment. We had a 2-bedroom apartment.
I will bow down to you. Yeah, I will pick another answer.
We still got a bunch of candles that just laying around.
Now,
man,
you want to know where it has gotten bad recently, especially on my full return to the city of Houston? Going out to eat has gotten to be a little bit bad for me.
A lot of people have that.
It's not just frequency. It's also now the type. I, like, I'm going to, I'm trying to hit the Michelin star restaurants.
Oh, good. Good for you.
Actually, earlier this week, I was at Bori up out there, like a Korean barbecue spot in Spring Branch. That was not the cheapest thing in the world. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm starting to do this thing where I allow myself to go to these restaurants, and then I look at the bill, and I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
That's not what I would typically spend on a dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. So mine is more a little bit nerdy. I might bore some people out with this one, but studio equipment.
Oh, yeah.
So I spend a lot of money. I'm looking at wires. It's a brand called Morgami Wires. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much this little cord you see that hook up to the mic.
Yeah.
And it's a much better quality. Mm-hmm. I'm always looking at microphones. I was just in one of those little pawn shops. Mm-hmm. Just randomly, I was waiting to get my car fixed, and I seen some speakers. I'm like, ooh, I don't need any speakers.
You don't need them.
But I'm just like, ooh, that might look nice. And I was thinking about putting some more lights up. I'm just take all my money. Yeah. I love going to Guitar Center just to look around.
That's how you know. That's how you know it's your take all my money. When you don't even spend money, you're just spending your time thinking about spending the money.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what to spend money on. I don't even need. Every time I walk in, do you need something? Nah, I'm just looking to see
and
what
then
I
you
can
walk out with all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, like ooh, you know what? I think I need this plug-in to have better audio.
Some ones that are coming in here on the text line from the 713 electric guitar. Pause. Mm-hmm. I can't play cheap guitars. That's where it is, where you're like, no, I can't even get myself to not spend money on it because it would make me feel bad.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, no, that's all my stuff when it comes to fishing. But have y'all ever, I don't know how much y'all have ever been to like these Pan de Dulce places like El Bolillo over on Airline. They give you.
I haven't yet. I will soon.
They give you these big chrome platters or aluminum or whatever.
Yeah.
So you just and some tongs.
And you just go pick
and
up
you
what
can
you
go
want.
Through and pick up what you want. I need like three pieces of pastry, right? I walk out of there with 20, you know, and never gonna eat them all. End up giving them, you know, to the birds or something. But I'm like, just yep.
You got my phone number.
I need that one too. I need that one too.
You got my phone number.
Yeah.
Clint, be damned. I don't know what Clint's talking about. Don't eat all this bread. I'm eating it.
I'm eating it.
From the 832, 80s and 90s toy collection. See, these are the ones that get interesting. Like, I'm interested, Texter. What got you there? Is this an investment or is this kind of a nostalgia play? What has you there?
Yeah.
Similarly, somebody said their card collection, sports cards, and that's always an interesting one because I love to see, are the people doing this where they're trying to project who's going to be the next one and who's going to break out and make a really valuable card, or are they doing the thing where it's just this is a player that I like and so I want to collect them? That's always interesting. Some other ones that come in. Appreciate the 281 who identifies themselves as James Harden. I feel like that's not it. But they did say strip clubs, and shout out to you for that. You can definitely run up a bill here in the great city of Houston. 832, and I really do feel sympathy for the youth sports parents. AAU basketball is 7-on-7 football, and the training on top of it.
You know, if I really had that shooting coach. You know, yeah, let's get another shooting coach, whatever it is.
Boy, you better learn how to be a mechanic or something. Right.
Well, I mean, there's other hobbies in between this and the mechanic, but.
Man, I ain't paying for no shooting coach. Get out of here, boy.
Everybody does.
You better learn how to change a tire or something, man.
That is, though, something that I think about more than I should is just how specialized the kids are so early.
Yeah, and I don't like it, to be honest.
Oh, I hate it, but I also feel like I understand how it gets there, right? We're looking at the college space, and that's pros. People are making money. Kids move schools in high school. That feels very professional.
High school? Hell, I've had multiple. I lived.
Don't tell me middle school kids moving to play
sports.
I've
had multiple parents tell me that he's got to be only basketball or he's got to be only football by age 9 and 10.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
it was
are
not,
you kidding?
It was not like that back in my day.
The lick that you get hit for. the carrot on the end of the stick is big enough where I understand
their
motivations.
Bodies change. They could be a baseball player.
They out here being agreed. They out here being Joe Jackson.
Yeah, also, I do think that this is hampering some of the things that we get at the top of the development curve, which is the cross sport training.
100%
absolutely helped with various different things. Like I think there's certain things that you develop higher in one sport that translate in a nuanced and smaller way to these other sports that we're losing the recipes on by not having kids play more for longer.
When I was coaching, you know, in basketball, seriously, there were always some big players that played football, some offensive linemen, defensive linemen. I told all of them to go join a basketball team. Every single, because of footwork, quickness, you know, ability to move and all that
stuff. Hand-eye coordination.
All of it. I said, he goes, well, I'm not a basketball. I don't care. Go play basketball.
Although I'm
go
sure
play that for a team.
You set up a lot of basketball players to be run over by a football player that came with a lot of aggression.
But those football players, in fact, shout out to Chris Yoder, ended up playing at LSU and A&M. He played a lot of basketball.
Yeah. My favorite thought is like Ricky Henderson. Mm-hmm. He never liked baseball. He had an advisor that used to pay him a nickel or like a quarter to play baseball games. Yeah. And he ends up being my favorite baseball player of all time and one of the greats that's ever happened. I don't know how we ended up on this particular soapbox, but let your kids play a whole bunch of different sports. Although I understand that costs a lot of money.
Yeah, man.
It does.
It would have never happened if it was back in my day, man. My mother would be like, boy, you better go to the corner and play some basketball.
That's all you needed to do.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's all it takes. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Thursday. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL where there's another broadcaster that seems like they would be interested in jumping into the world of being on the team side. I'll tell you who next.